Yeah, there's a lack of responsibility. If anything goes wrong, I can call the landlord and say, you need to fix this thing.
Hey,
yeah.
the sink is leaking.
Mm-hmm.
Rylan can't talk.
Yeah, my podcast partner has an inability to speak. Can you send a maintenance man?
Your landlord helps with that?
Yeah. Does he not help with yours?
He's never been here.
He's right here.
Jerry? He's your intern.
No. Oh, my intern is Jeremy.
Jeremy. Well, that's easy to forget.
Jerry died on the breaking wheel.
Right. Jerry was a breaking wheel. Jeremy, whose name I always forget, clearly.
Sorry, Jeremy.
He's an intern.
It's okay, man.
He's an intern. Forget about him.
Hey.
He's an intern.
Yeah, you're right. He's just an intern.
Yeah. You know, you're not supposed to care about interns.
That's true.
That's the point of interns.
I think that is the point, is that they learn what it's like to have nobody care about them. to harden them.
Oh, God.
So they're ready for the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think about apartment life?
I like apartment life. I actually like the compactness of it all. Big houses are cool, you know, but like, I don't know if I could live in a house where like I'd have to walk to like all these big different rooms.
What about tiny house life?
Well, I like a tiny house. I like the concept of a tiny house, you know?
Hmm.
Get a tiny house. It's your house. You get, like, a yard to go with it, you know? It doesn't have to be, like, because there are those tiny houses that are, like, capital
T tiny.
How tiny
are we talking?
Right.
How tiny do you want it?
I don't want, like, trailer-sized where, like, because there are the tiny houses
you could hitch
where
it up and drive it around.
Right.
You don't want that?
I don't want that.
You just want a small house.
I just want a small house.
Well, it's not a tiny house.
Well, a lowercase t tiny house, not, like, a brand-name tiny house.
Tiny houses are the ones that you put on your car, pretty much.
Right, yeah.
You just want a small house.
I just want a small house.
We were supposed to start this podcast talking about tiny houses, and
well,
now
we are
deviated
about
to small houses. This is bullshit. I can't work under these conditions.
We are talking about tiny houses, and that I don't want one.
Okay, so you just want to live in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Let's go.
Okay. All right, let's go to Japan. We can still do this from Japan, right?
That's true, because we can record whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If we record on the plane.
That's true.
You could record while we're there.
You get a lot of content in on the plane.
So when are we going back to Japan?
Not soon enough, dude.
Tell me about it. I actually have other friends that have been pestering me, like, if we ever go, you got to come with us. I'm like, okay. So now, like, every day, they're like, so when are we going to Japan?
Yeah.
Whenever you want, man.
I would so be down to go again.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. It's a huge city. There's way more to explore. Mm-hmm. And we could go even further outside.
Japan is actually a country.
Okay.
You said it was a city.
What did I say?
You said it's a huge city.
Well, I meant it has a huge city.
UW.
Wow. Thanks. This is Total Immersion, a weekly podcast in which we immerse ourselves in subcultures. I'm your dumb host, Rylan Sedevy.
And I'm the smart one. My name is Tom.
And we have an intern, Jeremy or Jerry or whatever the fuck. Don't worry about him. He doesn't matter.
Mm.
He'll be taking notes that none of us ever read because
yes,
it's a menial task that we have him doing to learn that he doesn't mean anything. Internship, that's a good subculture. Is that what this is about?
No.
What
is
this about?
This is just about sadness now.
Okay.
You made me really sad.
I guess you did intern, but you actually like were given fulfilling work.
Yeah, man. I made a spacecraft. I did not make a spacecraft.
Did you make my name go to Mars?
Yes, I did. So speaking of Mars,
okay.
Earth.
Okay. Earth is a place that we live.
What do you know about Earth?
Let's see. There's a lot of water.
There's some
land protruding out of that water.
Sure.
And it's a globe.
I'm going to have to stop you right there.
Okay.
Because it's been a huge cover-up for a very long time.
That we've been to the moon?
That? And that the Earth is round.
Okay.
Because the Earth is actually flat.
You sure about that?
I'm not sure, but there are a lot of people on the internet who are definitely sure.
How do you... Okay. Okay. How the fuck do you claim that? Like, what are their criteria? How are they proving to themselves that the Earth is not round?
So there are ways to fake round Earth photos.
Okay.
For example, when you go up in an airplane and you look out the window, it looks curved because the airplane window.
Oh, my God. They're just blaming it on the...
Let me just start with a little history here.
Okay, but I have heard... I remember seeing a tweet from somebody that they said, like, you know the Earth is flat because the horizon's always at eye level.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, that's because that's where your eyes are.
Have you ever taken a ruler and like put it against the horizon? It's totally flat.
It's flat? Wait, you're just holding it vertically?
Yeah, hold it in front of your eyes.
Uh-huh. Oh, horizontally.
Yeah, and parallel with the horizon, it's totally flat.
Except for the teeny parts at the end where it starts to fall off a little bit?
No, it's flat.
Okay.
So the idea of a spherical Earth appeared in Greek philosophy with Pythagoras, which doesn't make any sense already because he was the triangle dude.
Yeah, he was the triangle man. He was known for three straight lines.
Yeah, it's weird, intersecting. Right? So already, you know, wake up, sheeple.
Yeah, red flag.
Aristotle proved evidence of the spherical shape of the Earth by 330 BC.
Aristotle?
Yes.
Well, I've never heard of him. He doesn't mean anything.
Right.
He had no triangle to his
Definitely.
Name.
Definitely. Total bullshit. So social media, online communities have helped the flat earth theorists get together and grow their community.
Sure.
And now they have members across the, they have members around the world, by which I mean across the world, because the world is flat.
Right.
So modern flat earth hypotheses originated with the English writer Samuel Robotham.
Robotham?
Yes. And he published a pamphlet on zetetic astronomy.
Zetetic?
Yes.
Zetetic. What does that even mean?
It's just the flat earth stuff.
Oh, so we just gave a crazy
yeah, it's
fancy
just got a
name.
Cool name.
Is there a zetetic dot org? Zetetic.wikipedia.com?
No, it's like an archaic term.
Oh.
But he published a book called, he put a lot of thought into this. He published a book called Earth Not a Globe.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to argue with him in that Earth is globe.
No, Earth no globe.
Earth no globe?
No globe Earth. No round.
but Earth
flat
round.
Flat not round.
Flat not round. But no, round not flat. Earth round.
Flat not round.
Round flat is Earth not flat.
So the proposed Earth is a flat disk centered on a north pole bound along its southern edge by a wall of ice, also called Antarctica.
Okay. But they have a south and a north, but it's flat.
So imagine that the North Pole
is the center,
spread out, and the center is the, sorry, the South Pole was spread out like a banana peel, and the North Pole is the center. So Antarctica is a
ring around,
inscribing the entire Earth. It's a wall of ice.
It's a wall of ice. And there's no pictures of this wall of ice because...
Oh, we have pictures.
Oh, we do?
They're rendered images.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the UN logo?
I've seen it. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
The UN logo is a circle with all the continents in it.
Uh-huh.
It's a map of the Earth. It's flat.
Well, yeah, it is. But the hard part about making a 2D image of a globe is that you are going to get some sort of distortion at various points. So to make it into a tiny logo for the UN...
It's not distortion. It's reality.
Oh, my God. So I just can't, dude. Like this guy
Robotham also published a leaflet titled "The Inconsistency of Modern Astronomy." Sorry,
Domo Arigato, Mr. Robotham.
The inconsistency of modern astronomy in its opposition to the scriptures.
I'm sorry, I didn't get any of that.
The inconsistency of modern astronomy.
Uh huh.
And its opposition to the scriptures.
So who's writing the scriptures?
He argued that the Bible, alongside our senses, support the idea that the earth is flat and movable, and the essential truth should not be set aside for a system based solely on human conjecture.
Okay.
Or so, science.
Science.
Yeah. So it's all about...
Where do I begin to tear this man down? Okay.
Well, you can start by reading the Flat Earth Journal called Earth, a monthly magazine on sense and science.
On sense and science.
Yeah.
So he's rejecting science for his senses, claiming his senses are more true than science, and also that his senses are proving that the earth is flat.
Okay.
So, because when I walk... Uh-huh. You know you can walk on flat ground.
Exactly. And when you go to the ocean.
I'm not
ocean,
always tired because I'm walking up and down, you know?
Yeah, dude. Go to the ocean. Look on the horizon. Totally flat.
When the sun goes down past the horizon, it's cut in half because it's flat, right?
Yes.
Otherwise, it would look like a crescent moon.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Is there, wait, the moon's not flat though.
Well, actually,
how does something orbit a flat thing?
Let me get to that actually.
Thank you.
So this disk with the North Pole at the center is surrounded by a 150 foot wall of ice called Antarctica. I don't know why it's 150.
Wait, are we living in Game of Thrones now? It's the wall.
No, we are living in Game of Thrones.
So wait, are we the White Walkers or are we the humans?
We're the humans.
Okay, are we part of the North or are we part of Cersei's army?
We're part of the North for sure.
Oh, we're okay. Yeah. You and I?
Yeah.
Well, we've got the hair for it, sure.
Yes.
We definitely fit in with Jon Snow.
Yes. So the sun and the moon are...
Definitely not a Lannister. We're both blonde, but we're not Lannisters.
I don't get these references,
I don't
by the
pay
way,
my debts.
I don't watch the show, so I'm just going to wait for him to finish.
Oh my God,
I hope that you guys listening are enjoying
these. These are solid Game of Thrones references.
You're very humorous, sir.
I don't pay my debts. I make my jokes.
I know that one.
Okay.
Cool. Are you done?
Winter is coming. Go ahead.
Okay. So the sun and moon in this model are 32 miles in diameter. Does that sound right?
The sun is 32 miles?
Yeah.
In diameter. So the sun and the moon are the same size?
Yes, 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 yes. Well, they look the same in the sky.
Okay, you got
They're optically the same size, so obviously they're the same size.
From our perception of them, yes, they are the same size.
What are you going to trust other than your senses and your perception, dude? Some bullshit theories and like
science?
No, dude. Also, according to this
reproductible,
according to this quote science that you talk about,
yeah,
the moon is quote actually 2,000 miles in diameter, and the sun is 860,000 miles in diameter.
Okay,
but I mean, what makes sense? 32 or 860,000?
How tall is the wall?
150 feet.
Okay, so clearly this is a point where people can't compute big numbers. They go, well, but the Earth is too big.
Actually,
sun's too big. I can't compute 800,000.
I think we could also say that the Antarctica wall is roll big.
Roll big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's an accurate measure.
Well, anything over 135 feet,
yeah,
you get into roll big.
Yeah, roll
yeah.
big.
Yeah, so it's one roll big.
Yes.
Unit. So the sun would then be a couple hundred roll bigs.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he's a big boy for sure.
But the same size as the moon.
Yeah.
Well, because when you get
an eclipse. Yeah.
Same size, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But wait, but if they're the same size and they pass in front of each other. Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you're getting it.
Okay.
So,
do they just go around like
Just go around in a circle,
mm-hmm,
and obviously that makes sense, right? Because where they don't go is ice. They go around in a circle. They don't go in the center where the North Pole is with ice. They don't go to the outer edge where the South Pole is with ice. So where they go is no ice.
So it's like a roulette table.
Yeah, it is. It's like a big pizza, and mm-hmm, the little plastic table in the center is the North Pole.
Okay.
And the crust is a wall of ice.
Okay.
And then all the
peas, and then we're all the little pepperonis.
We're all the pepperonis. And the
sausages.
The sun is going around that.
Sure, why not? That makes just as much sense as really anything else.
Right. So yeah. It's all
pizza all the way down, man.
It's all pizza all the way down. I found this article from Fortune that actually popped up while I was reading this. I'm just going to read you this short article because I wanted to cut it down and, and make sense of it. And but each part of it was gold, so I'm going to read the whole thing to you.
Okay.
A California man is pushing a scientific argument that you probably haven't heard in a while. Earth is flat. Mike Hughes told the Associated Press that he thinks people mistakenly believe the Earth is round because of a conspiracy among astronauts. He plans to prove that we, in fact, live on a flat disk by launching himself into space and snapping a photo.
Okay.
The 61-year-old has spent the past few years and $200,000 building his own rocket to make the journey. For the record, he is a limo driver and has no formal training in space launches.
Okay.
I don't believe in science, says Hughes, whose main sponsor for the rocket research, the rocket is Research Flat Earth, a group that promotes the idea that we aren't living on a spinning ball.
Hmm.
I know about the aerodynamics and fluid dynamics and how things move through the air, about the certain size of rocket nozzles and thrust, but that's not science. That's just a formula. There's no difference between science and science fiction.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
On Saturday, he plans to blast off over Amboy, California at speeds of up to 500 miles per hour from a mobile home he purchased for $1,500 and converted into a launcher.
Okay.
After this weekend's ride, he says he has plans for another big adventure and wants to run for California governor.
So he's proposing that he launch himself into space in an RV.
From an RV? Yes, the RV is the launcher. He's building a rocket ship.
Why do you need an RV to launch a rocket? I'm no rocket scientist. He clearly is. Right. We'll trust him on that. What's his name again?
Mike Hughes.
Good man, Mike. So he's going to launch himself into space, going 500 miles an hour.
Yeah, and he's going to take a picture.
He's just going to take a picture
of the flat Earth.
And finally prove once and for all. Does he know that any way to take a picture is using a round lens?
Yeah, a round flat lens.
Yeah, but it's going to distort the photo, so it'll look like a globe, right? Isn't that that's what scientists use?
No, dude, that's bullshit.
So he's going to have to invent his own camera.
All those scientists don't take pictures. Those pictures are all fake.
Oh, okay.
They're all faked, just like the moon landing.
Where is he going to get the fuel?
Asking the right questions, man.
Like, that's a lot of it.
It is a lot of rocket fuel.
Takes a lot of rocket fuel.
But it's a small rocket.
He's also fairly confident that he will go up and then come back down.
Oh, well, he doesn't know. He said if he survives, he'll run for California governor.
Okay. If a man launches himself into space and returns alive, I will vote for that man for California governor.
Also, if he just proves that everything I thought about the Earth is wrong, I'll totally vote for him.
Whether he proves himself wrong or right, I'll vote for the man.
But I'm like,
he launched
like,
him. This
if
guy,
he proved us wrong, that's more of a reason to vote for him because he obviously knew something we didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Governator.
Yes.
Arnold traveled through time as a Terminator to fight off the other Terminators.
Yeah.
So if a man can launch himself into space and come back, I think he deserves to be California governor.
Totally.
Right?
At least.
Whether he's wrong or right about flat or round Earth.
Right.
Which he'll probably be right because the Earth is flat.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And we've all seen the ice wall. You just don't remember it.
Yes.
They wipe your mind of the ice wall every night.
Mm.
That's actually what webcams are for. Did you know that?
Mm. That's why I cover mine up with a sticky note.
I saw that. Yeah, that's very smart of you. That's why you're getting woke.
This is true. People who think that they're woke and think that they know what's going on and they like think that the world is round. Those are globe heads.
Globe heads?
Yeah.
Look, man. Okay. There's just so much going on here. Like, how do you... Usually when there is a cover-up of some kind, it's because if that knowledge got out, the people covering it up would be at risk. There'd be there's some inherent danger involved.
Right.
Right? So North Korea is covering up most of the rest of the world's knowledge and news because if their people got word of that, there'd be an uprising and they lose power and they get killed or whatever. There's a danger there, an inherent danger. What is the inherent danger of round or flat Earth? Like, why cover that up?
We don't know because they're covering it up.
So we don't even know why it could be bad because we don't even know that it's flat.
Oh, we know it's flat. My senses tell me it's flat.
Your senses tell you it's flat.
Yeah.
Right.
I took a ruler out to the ocean. Shit's flat, dude.
But you understand what I'm saying, though?
I do understand what you're saying. But it's very clear that NASA is up to something.
Are up to something. They're up in space.
We just don't know what they're scheming, right? But I'll tell you where you can find out. Flat Earth International Conference.
Flat Earth International Conference.
Yes. The first one was held this year.
FAIC.
Yeah. FAIC.
FAIC.
Yes. The first one was held in Raleigh, North Carolina. On November 9th.
I know that place.
2017. And they had a bunch of talks, including NASA and other space lies.
NASA and other space lies.
Flat Earth and the scientific method. Waking up to mainstream science lies.
See, that speech about flat Earth and the scientific method is actually about how the scientific method is bogus and it doesn't work because it doesn't support their theory. Anyway, go on.
Well, you can find out how to do that in the talk called Testing the Globe.
Testing the Globe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's something every man has to do. Every man should, when you take a shower, you should test.
When you become a man, because you tested your globe.
Well, it's also, you should do that every day. You got to get, whenever you take a shower and you're soaping up and everything, you got to test your globes to make sure there aren't any other little globes.
Right.
Because then that could be a problem.
When you get older, you don't want to get globe cancer.
Right,
so you definitely have to check that shit.
Mm-hmm. But you know, if you have flat globes, then yes, you aren't going to get cancer.
Yes. So there's going to be another one of these. This conference is going to be held in Denver, November 15th, 2018. They're expecting over 1,000 people.
Whoa.
I know. Pretty crazy.
I was ready to make fun of them. I thought you were going to say 100. I was like, okay, 100 people. No,
dude, 1,000.
That's an uncomfortable number.
Literally almost thousands. But yeah, there are enough. But when you think about it, 1,000 people over the whole world.
Right. We're at, what, 7.2 billion people now?
Lot. Yeah.
1,000 people is not enough for this to gain any traction in my
mind.
But
it's enough to...
To rent a hotel conference room and host? Yeah, of course.
There are a lot of famous people who believe this too. Like rapper B.O.B. He thinks the world is flat.
He's not really famous. What have you really heard? He had a song about airplanes.
Yeah.
Going around what? The globe, because it's a globe.
There's no going around unless you're talking about the circular pattern, the right?
A 2D going around like on a vinyl.
Yeah, exactly.
On a record player.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Thomas Dolby, the guy who did
Dolby?
The song.
Oh.
Not Dolby, that Dolby.
Well, that guy's
Dolby.
Smart.
Thomas Dolby, She Blinded Me With Science. That guy?
Don't know him.
You know that song.
No, I don't.
She Blinded Me With Science.
Can you sing it for me?
That's the lyric. She Blinded Me With Science.
Nope, don't know it.
Oh, you need to sing it?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Okay.
So he had an album called The Flat Earth.
Okay.
And he was like one of the first members of the modern Flat Earth Society. He's got another one called A Map of the Floating City.
So are these album titles?
Yeah.
Or science fiction books?
No, they're album titles. He's deep into it. So there are people, man. There are people out there.
So the guy was right in that science and science fiction are very closely related. But the point
Literally the same.
Well, they're not literally the same.
No, they're literally the same.
But
you got science and science fiction, and then you have your senses and what a ruler can tell you at the beach.
But science fiction is a fictional extension of science, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what if we took everything we know about science now and extend it to a crazy extreme?
Right.
So by that definition, science and science fiction are not the same, because one is a fictional interpretation of an extreme of science.
Yeah, but if you're just going to spew out lies about this globular roundy earth.
Globular and globe are a different thing.
What is the difference?
A glob is just like a massive
right
stuff.
Right.
Like of pudding.
Ooh.
You want some pudding?
Are we eating after this?
Sure.
Anyway, it's all bullshit. Science fiction, right. All bullshit.
Oh, I did not disagree to that.
The only thing I trust is my eyes.
Okay, well,
Not outside an airplane window.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You only trust your eyes at the beach with a ruler.
Yes.
No other time.
That's just solid advice to live by. Only trust what you can find out with a ruler at the beach.
It's hard for me to really comprehend how someone can come to this conclusion. Because so far, all I've heard is just an explanation of what a flat earth is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no real reason they give for the earth to be flat. Like there's no like, look, the earth has to be flat because otherwise this thing in nature couldn't work.
Right.
Or the earth has to be flat because otherwise, you know, the sun going around the thing couldn't work this way. You know, they just seem to think that the earth is flat because they want to. That's it. The sort of the discussion ends there for them.
Yeah.
Well, so that's a problem.
You act like there's more you need to know.
There's more I would like to know.
I just don't understand how this is not enough for you. Don't you talk about the ruler again?
Have I mentioned the ruler on the beach?
Yeah, I mean, again, this is one of these things that I'd really like to put myself in the zone and feel like I can advocate for it, but I really can't.
Is that it?
That's all I got, man. But if anybody out there is a flat earth believer, I would love to hear a better explanation because I could not find one.
Well, the explanation of what a flat earth is there.
Yeah.
That guy explained it fairly well.
Yes.
What he thinks it is anyway.
Right.
But again, that's kind of where the discussion ends for them, it sounds like. They're not proving their own theory. They're just sort of trying to tear down the opposition.
Right.
So they're not proving anything. Because there's loads of science and research and discussion on their opposition and very little on their own. See, that's all they say. It's just like, well, you can't believe science.
Well, yeah. Dude, ruler at the beach is proof.
Okay, clearly I haven't experienced ruler on the beach.
All right, we're going to leave because we have to go take a ruler to the beach.
We gotta go to the beach. We gotta buy a ruler. I don't think I have a ruler. So we gotta go buy a ruler, go to the beach.
You trust anything if you don't have a ruler. You just believe what you read?
Yeah.
Okay,
well.
We gotta go.
Well, so I would like to hear, honestly, a better argument for Flat Earth.
I would too. I would like to hear.
I still wouldn't believe it. I would like, but I'd like to hear something beyond just Earth is flat, science is fake. You know?
Yeah, like what you said. I'd like to hear. Oh, it couldn't be round because of this. Right.
Where's
like
the fucking? Where is their reasoning? Their reasoning thus far is, well, everything you know is fake.
Right.
Okay. Well, then prove to me that what you believe is correct. The onus is not on me to believe you. The onus is on the flat earthers to prove themselves. And you can't just keep tearing down the opposition until people believe you.
But I think the thought is that they don't need to prove it to you. You need to prove it to you.
No.
With a ruler.
At the beach.
At the beach.
Okay. Well, I'd love to hear what our listeners have to say about this. To talk about this with us in a more conversational way, you can use our Twitters. I'm at Rylan Sedevy.
And I am at the Tom Craig.
And you can use the hashtag ruler at the beach.
Ruler at the beach.
And if you want to email us with suggestions or other community suggestions, you know, maybe if you are part of an internet subculture or a regular subculture, please let us know at our email address. That's totalimmersionpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. And we are on iTunes. We are on SoundCloud. We're not at Stitcher right now, but I'm going to put us on Stitcher, we're on Stitcher.
We're going to figure out Stitcher. We're going to figure out Spotify. We may or may not be on YouTube in the near future.
But
we're going to
Google it,
be out there.
You'll figure it out. And reviews are helpful. Remember that 5 is good, 1 is bad.
Yes.
And constructive criticism is always welcome.
Yes.
So leave us a review and tell us why you think the Earth is flat.
I want to know why.
Yeah. All right. Let's grab this ruler and get out of here.
All right. Rulers rule, man.